Bow with me, please. Lord Jesus, today, as we celebrate Reformation Sunday, we pray that we might never forget how you moved in the hearts of people more than 500 years ago to care for your church. We're so thankful for those who chose to emphasize our need for your grace over everything else. Thank you, Lord, for moving in the hearts of the people to help our historical family get back on track. Lord God, we're thankful for those who stayed true to their conscience in the face of great loss. Thank you that because of them, we can read and study the Bible ourselves. We can even own copies of the Bible. Father, we're thankful that because of the Reformation, our brothers and sisters in other countries can hear and read your gospel in their native languages. May the legacy of the Reformation live on in us as we remember that these things came to us at a great cost. Father, we know our own proud and foolish hearts, and we know that by nature we are allergic to grace. Deep down, there's something in us, Lord, that makes us believe that there's something that we can do to make you love us more, to make you accept us. That your gospel declares us to be even worse off than we can imagine, and way worse than we even want to recognize. Father God, we weren't just distanced from you. We were dead in our sins and trespasses, running as fast and as far as we could from free grace. This is the insanity of our sin, Lord. Father, there was a need for the Reformation because of people like us. People like us needed to rediscover the gospel of your grace. Jesus, thank you for showing us the depth of our need for you and the ceilingless height of your provision in the gospel. Father, we need to be reminded of the Reformation because we all too often fall back into the arrogance of works righteousness. Lord, why do we think that we can impress you with our works? Why do we believe that you'll look at our good lives and think that we can earn our own salvation because we're good rule followers? But Father, you've called us to be Christ followers. Jesus, you're not just someone to model our lives after, but you are our perfect righteousness. You don't give second chances to sincere people. You give new life to rebels and fools and idolaters like us. We needed you to fulfill all the demands of the law for us, and that's exactly what you did by living in perfect obedience to the Father. We needed you to take on all the judgment that we deserved, and that's what you accomplished once and for all by your death on the cross. We needed you to begin a good work in us by your Spirit. And we also needed you to promise to complete that work in us by your Spirit. And this is exactly what you signed on to do by your resurrection. Jesus, we need you to be our advocate before the Father when we sin. And this is who you are at this very moment. We long for the day when you'll come back and finish making all things new in your broken world, and where you come to reclaim your bride, your church, from all time. Lord, we trust that you'll do this one day as you promised. Jesus, on this Resurrection Sunday, or on this Reformation Sunday, we once again affirm that our hope is built on nothing less, nothing more, and nothing other than your blood and righteousness. On you, the solid rock we stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. Keep bringing us back to the gospel plus nothing for our everything. Now, Lord, prepare our hearts as we open your word. Prepare our hearts and our minds to receive your truth and grace. It's in your most holy and precious name we pray. Amen.